For almost 15 years, a program called Healthy Newsworks has trained Philadelphia kids in the tools of health reporting. Now, despite the similar name, no, it's not related to this program or WHYY. From our health desk, Ann Hoffman has the story of two eighth grade reporters who got their big break last week, interviewing Philadelphia Eagles player Ron Brooks about resilience.
It's a school day, but Coughlin Kang and Jaden Williams didn't go to class. Instead, they're in the bubble at the Eagles NovaCare complex in South Philly. And they are pretty anxious.
I'm going to be all wild when I shake his hand.
That's Jaden Williams. He asked his friend Coughlin Kang how he'll feel when he meets Ron Brooks.
How are you going to feel?
I haven't shaken a person's hand in a long, well, not a professional football player hand in a long time.
Brooks appears. What the kids bring in nervous energy, Brooks makes up for in confidence. He's not that much taller than they are, but he has a real presence. The kids interview him about an injury he suffered last year.
How did you feel when you were carted off the field? What was going through your head at that moment?
All the money I had lost and about not being able to help my teammates for the rest of the season, or not finishing the game, really.
The kids are part of a program called Healthy Newsworks. The organization's mission is to empower student journalists to transform the health of their communities. Former Philadelphia Inquirer health reporter Marion Ullman is the executive director. She says the curriculum includes a special topic each year, like prescription drug safety or heart health. This year, it's resilience. Ullman wants kids to move from nervous cub reporters to empowered citizens who can talk to anyone, from a public official to their math teacher, or even a famous football player.
And that they have the presence and the skills to be able to do that and not be cowed.
Back at the practice field, the kids are finishing up their interview. Brooks suffered a season-ending injury last October, so Kang, who is slowly getting less nervous, wraps up by asking about recovering from such a big setback.
So, in your own words, how would you define resilience?
Resiliency to me is just trying to accomplish something and not letting anything stop you or getting you away from accomplishing that goal.
After 15 minutes of a straight interview, Williams breaks character and tells Brooks how meaningful the experience was to him.
Yeah, good luck, man. I have no words. Like, I already know you're going to be on top.
Appreciate you too, man.
Ullman says in her experience as a reporter, doing something outside of one's comfort zone, like these kids are doing today, builds confidence. She says that moving forward, the boys will use this experience to propel them into the next challenge.
Where they will feel confident, and it can be something that's more routine rather than exceptional.
Tomorrow, Healthy Newsworks will launch their sixth book, Leading Healthy Change in Our Communities 2017. Around 120 kids were involved in making the collection of interviews with noted health leaders. For WHYY News, I'm Ann Hoffman.